A little bit of from the Megillah, from the Haggadah, I'm sorry, not the Megillah, and then move it to the Inyane Diyama a little bit. So we know in the Haggadah we have this point where Abuzer ben Arya says, Aranika ben Shivim Shana. Everyone knows the Gemara. Really, the Gemara is here in Brachas on Chazayin on the days. So just to say it over quickly, it was a Maisa that Rabbi Yeshua was somehow was a Nasi, Rabbi Gamliel was a Nasi, and there was a feeling that he was Pogea in the covenant of Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore there was a movement that they should temporarily at least stop Rabbi Gamliel from being the Nasi, and they had to find someone else. And whatever Rabbi Yeshua, they didn't feel they should appoint because he was, it would be too insulting to Rabbi Gamliel. We get your Akiva had a chisare and they didn't have yichus. So they decided, they found the perfect candidate, Rabbi Ozer ben Azariah. Yehu Chacham, obviously he was brilliant. He was a child prodigy. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Who was Asher, he had Ashiris. Who was Ben Azariah, Ezra had yichus. Okay. So he basically had all the qualities. They found the perfect candidate. After searching, they disqualified Rabbi Akiva, they disqualified Rabbi Yeshua, and they found Rabbi Ozer ben Azariah as a perfect candidate. So they offered him to be the Nasi. So he says he has to ask his family. So he asks his wife, and she tells him in the top of Chavchaz, maybe it's only going to be temporary. So he says, so what? You know, it's a gavaldic opportunity, it's a schus, it's our bosses Torah, whatever, you know, even if it'll be just a temporary, you gotta have the opportunity. Because a mashal that, you know, if you have one day of it, also good. Okay. Then she said, Amrele, les lecha chiyura, chiyurusa. Says, you don't have white hair. So it's not clear. Rashi's not so clear. Rashi says the Noah the Darshan the Elzake. So it's like she meant literally the Pashup Shadi, she was saying you don't have white hair. Lu Yitzur, you had white hair. Let's say you would have been born with white hair. There are people that are born at a young age with white hair. There'd be no problem. But technically you don't have white hair, so there's a problem. That seems to be Pashup Shadi. Rashi, not clear, it says Leo Zuckang means to be old. Maybe she was just speaking figuratively. You don't have white hair, and therefore you're not old. Not clear. But Raji says he's not Noah. So what happened? Apparently that this was a, if you thought it was a vow at Taina, it couldn't be the Nasi. So it's Rashi Nisa. So the Nays happened, and if he got this white hair, and that's what it means, Harani Given Shivim Shana. So yeah, it's an amazing thing. I think it's really an amazing chazal, very much in a certain sense, almost anti-Chafetz Chaim, but it's not anti-Chafetz Chaim, obviously, because we're saying it in Chafetz Chaim, is that the decision was that Rabbi Ozer ben Azariah is the perfect candidate. He has every ma'ila. He's a chacham. There was no doubt. He was the greatest Talmud chacham that they could find who fitted the job. Okay, Rabbi Akiva was not an applicant. For whatever reason, he got passed, you know, the yichus. And of the people that were not, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel were passed. So the people that were left after you tacked out Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, he was the best candidate. He had the greater, the Chachma, the Ashiris, the yichus. So comes along his wife says, no, it's a, you don't look, you don't have white hair. Okay, so you don't have white hair. So you're not, so is it, so okay, well, it's not, Raja says it's not Noah. So it's not Noah. So what? But I'm the perfect candidate. So those, okay, so I'm a little short. It doesn't say short, I'm just kidding. Then you know, yeah, you have a soul, so it's not Noah. So because it's not Noah, so I shouldn't take the job. You know what else? I'm the best candidate. And he just said, you know, I take it for a day. It's an amazing thing. And they're all, they're coming to me. They obviously want me. the people, they're coming. And where pashtus is not a dealing with the pashtus is not a job that you deal with the Hamon Am. It's a job you deal with the Gedolim. This is the Rosh Sanhedrin pashtus. And you're dealing with other Gedolim. You think they're gonna make a difference to them to have white hair? I don't have white hair. And yet it's mashma from the Chazal that this was a ma'akev. This was a deal breaker to the point that his wife was telling him, you can't take the job. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make a nace to go ahead and give him the white hair so he could get to take it. So what you definitely see is that as much as we always say, the ikar is a panemius, and I should be wearing a jacket. That's, you can't see that I'm not wearing a jacket. You can only see my head. But I forgot to put on my jacket. That when a Rebbe has to be careful with the chitzonius, and it's not just a Rebbe. People, it's a din in people. People are mushba by the chitzonius. Intellectually, we know Rabbi Ozer ben Azariah is the greatest, the best person. He has the greatest chachma, the greatest yichus, the greatest, he has everything. But if he doesn't have the white hair, the chitzonius, he's no good. And it's not just a chatkila. Roger, if it's not noah, it's a deal breaker. That's it. We'll have to go with someone who's less chacham. Because the certain chitzonim people have emotions. And emotions are affected by the chitzonim. And even if he's dealing with other tanoim, pashtus, he's dealing with other tanoim. He's trying to teach other tanoim. They're going to be mushra from the chitzonim. That's the shmuz in Yanei D'Yayma. I want to add another shmuz, which is in the same topic, but it connects much more to the present day in Yanim. And, we'll basically connect the shmuz also to the. There is a famous machlokes between Reshiva and the Chazon Ish, which I think some people might know. There is a chazal that there was a taina on Yosef, that Yosef went ahead and asked the Sarah Mashkin to remember him. And the Chazal say that because he did that, he was punished, that he was added 2 years. The Rashi says that he mikashin asayim yomim, that it was added 2 years, I believe, because he did improper ishtadis. There's a lack of bitachin. So everyone asked the Kasha, what do you mean? What was wrong with him asking the Shtar Mashkin to remember him? There's a chiyuv ishtadis. It's a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah. Person's chiyuv when he's in a dangerous situation, you're mechuyev to do ishtadis. So the Chazon Ish and the Amunah B'Tochen says as follows. He says that this was relatively very far-fetched ishtadis because the Sarah Mashkin was a bum, sheva bums, and human, knowing his nature, it was very unlikely that he would have Hakaras HaTov, and very unlikely that he would give Yosef pay back the favor. Therefore, it's like 1 out of 100. We don't know the exact number, but very unlikely that if Yosef asked him, please remember me, he would. So he says that once you get to a level of very unlikely, it goes out of the Chiyuv Ishtadis. Chiyuv Ishtadis, there's a limit when there's a Chiyuv Ishtadis. Something which is very unlikely to help is not in the realm of Chiyuv Ishtadis. There's a Chazon Ish. Since it's on the Chiyuv Ishtadis, Yesh V'mais HaZeh Kein Zriyas Afak Al-Zohar Amud B'Tochen V'Acher Shein Ochoi V'Yasura. He says that by doing this, you're throwing dust on B'Tochen. And since it's not a Chiyuv, so it's Aser, because it's Aser to throw dust on B'Tochen. Which means the way the Chazon Ish is learning that by Yosef asking the Sarah Mashkin for his help, it was liable to weaken his bitachin, because without that he knows ain't nishon avinu shebishamayim. It's hopeless. There's nothing else. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now the possibility. I asked the Sarah Mashkin to take away the bitachin. It's a tremendous chiddush. Say a shmuz and a Chazon Ish, but I think you're allowed to, especially if we're not queens. The Yosef is a tremendous tzaddik. And the whole Chazon Ish's point is, and it's very far-fetched, that the Sarah Mashkin will help him. And the whole thing was a tremendous nace. that the Saramashkim should be in jail with him. The Saramashkim should have a dream. That Yosef should know the interpretation of the dream. That's all Nisim. And now we're saying that the Saramashkim will help him is also 1 out of 100. So obviously it's Yad Hashem. So, but yet, says the Chazon Ish, but that fact that there's a possibility that I'll be Derech HaTeva, some Derech HaTeva way you can get protected, takes away your Hagosha, that it's, everything is beyond Hashem. And it made it usher, because you're not allowed to remove that Hagosha. That was the Chazon Ish. So when you see a shmooze in the Chazon Ish, is how people are so easy, even the greatest tzaddik is Yosef, who's the greatest Baal Bitochin, to lose a little bit of their hargosha, that it's for Hashem. Even when it's obvious, it's a nice gadol, everything's nisim here. That they have the Saramashkin had a dream wasn't nice, and I know the interpretations are nice, that he's going to help me is so far-fetched. But he's going to take away from your Bitochin. The Ma'is of Yeshiva disagreed with the Chazon Ish. Yeshiva said that he felt that if you have better ishtadis, you're supposed to do better ishtadis. But if there's no better ishtadis, even if it's 1 out of 1,000,000, you're mechuyev to do it. As a person, you have to do any ishtadis you have to do. The Ma'aser Yeshiva is a shitasa. Yeshiva had a shmooze at the beginning of Kedoshim. That the Ramban at the beginning of Kedoshim says, Kedoshim to you, that you're not supposed to be a novel of a Shus HaTorah. He says, you're not supposed to be careful for getting drunk. And the Ramban says, you're supposed to think about what happened to Noach and Lot when they got drunk. And Shiva has a kasha. You know, what happened to Noach and Lot was so far-fetched. Noach, that his son was Mararavah him. And Lot, that his daughters had been with him. Did it ever happen in another time in the history of the world? Such a thing. So I shouldn't get drunk because I should be misery. Oh, look what happened when Lot got drunk. Look what happened when Noach got drunk. So he says, Pshat is, if it happened once, it could happen again. I is very, very far-fetched. It only happened once in 1,000 years, in 5,000 years. But you see, it could happen. So it's in the realm of possibility. If it's a realm of possibility, there's no reason to take a chance. Then why take a chance? A person's chiyuv ishtadlus is even something which is 1 out of 1,000,000. That was Rashiva Shita. I remember the guys asked him, then you can go crazy. She said, hey, no chinami. If you're going to go crazy, then you're not mechuyev. Then that's a cheshbon to take in consideration. But if you don't have the consideration of going crazy, you should be, well, even if there's something which is a danger, 1 out of 1,000,000. Right? What are the odds that by drinking, it's going to happen to you, it happened to Noach. It's going to happen to you, it happened in light. 1 out of 1,000,000. But you're mechuyev to take that precaution, if not to the fact that you're going to go crazy. That's the Ramban, that you're mechuyev to learn from Noach and Lot. So Rashi was a shitaso, that the chiyuv ishtadlus is not limited. Once it's even a small possibility, it doesn't make how small of a possibility a person has a chiyuv ishtadlus. Memele, he couldn't agree with the Chazon Ish's pshat in the Yosef. So he said that Pshah and the Chet of Yosef was really, Yosef thought it was 1 out of 1,000,000, and therefore he thought it was Mechuyev to do it. But in reality, it was even less than that. It was a zero. And Yosef was supposed to be able to figure out that it was a zero. And he made a tois in Cheshbon to think that it was 1 out of 1,000,000. And the reason why he made a tois in Cheshbon, because when a person is a little bit tumult, you can't think so perfectly straight. And this is a very hard decision to make. So the taina on Yosef was that he allowed himself to be a drop for tumult, that he made a mistake in cheshbon, that he thought there was 1 out of 1,000,000 chance when really there was 1 out of 0 chance. That was how the Rashiva learned the chayt of Yosef. What brings us to our lemaisa in our special situation is, first of all, we learned from the Rashiva's hashkafa. I think that we're mechuyev to father Rashiva's hashkafa, that a person is mechuyev to do ishtadlus, even if it's very, very far-fetched. Even a person, Yosef, was mechuyev, if it had been 1 out of 1,000,000, he would have been mechuyev to ask a saramashkin. To make a harchaka, a person is not allowed, a person, the Ramban says, you can't get drunk, if there's, assuming there's no hechruch, whatever, there's no need, he's supposed to learn from Lot and Nayat, because you have to be nervous. Maybe it happened once, maybe it could happen again. So a person is chayiv in his shadis, obviously, there could be cheshbayis, I'm going to go crazy, I can't handle it. That could be overrided. Parnasa, there's different reasons that can override. But if there's no overriding, a person is mechuyev to do his shadis, even if it's far-fetched. That was Reshivas Hashkafa. The chimitzis is shadis. You have to do as much as shadis as you can do. And if you can only do a drop, you're mechuyev to do a drop. So the first thing is that in Bismana Zet, where there is, I'm not sure how much it's locking ourselves up in this social distancing, whatever, when it helps, it doesn't help, but it's something. The doctors for sure say it's something. So it's definitely more than this draft. Probably even the Chazon Ish would probably be made. But for sure, the Shiva held that you were mechuyev to do the Ishtadas. That's the chiyuv. Mechuyev to do the Ishtadas. Even if it's, we think it's ridiculous, hey, it's so far fetched, and what's going to be, and what are the odds? According to Shiva, unless it's an overriding chesmen, which sometimes it could be, obviously, I have to go to the store, whatever, to some cheshbon. But if there's no overriding cheshbon, we're mechuyev to do the ishtadlus. The second point, which is, I think, what I wanted to try, my main point is, what we have to be careful is that when we do ishtadlus, al biderech hateva, you see the danger. You see what happened. See what the Chazon Ish said. And even Yosef, the tzaddik, where the ishtadis was so unlikely to help, it was avak on his bitochen. It was throwing dust on his bitochen. It made it his bitochen blurry. Because when you do ishtadis, it naturally makes you think that you're in control. And therefore, by the Chazon Ish's group is saying that it's even usher that because of that. Right? Rashiva didn't agree, but the problem, Rashiva did not disagree with the Chazon Ish, that the problem exists. And I think that's the same you say that we're taking out of the Gemara in Brachas. People are mushba by the Metzias. When we took out from Brachas, even the Gedolei Ador, we're talking about the Sanhedrin Pashas there. The fact that Rabbi Osman Zari doesn't have a beard, that must be on them. So even though logically it makes no difference, so what if he doesn't have a beard? He doesn't have a white beard. He had a beard probably, but not a white beard. It's stupidity. It's trivial. It's silly. But it makes a difference in their emotions. So people are mushba. We're emotional people, and we're mushba by what we see. And the Chazon Ish is saying that when you do ishtadlus, it's mashpi on you. It makes you think that your ishtadlus is helping. That's human nature. That's why the Chazon Ish ad kidei kach felt that the ishtadlus is aser. The Reshiva said, no, they care the chiyuv to do the ishtadlus, you're mechuyev. But the danger is really there. The danger is a real danger. So what the point I'm trying to say is really two points, is that on one hand, we have to have a mitzvah to do ishtadlus. I think the Bavli Musar, that all the shemartim is nafshal seichem, my impression is they were more machmer than doctors, not less machmer. They say in what down the Sefer of Yisrael, we have the Sefer that he was a doctor, said he never felt anyone who was as machmer on his instructions more than Rav Yisrael Salanter. So we were mechuyev to follow all the instructions of the doctors. We have to take care of Ishmartness Nafshal Seichem as much as we can, unless there's some overriding Svara. Okay? If there's no overriding Svara, we have to do our ishtadis. That was definitely Rashiva's hashkafa. That ishtadis, shmartes, nafshas seichem, is a mitzvah sase deraisa, and we're mechuyev to do ishtadis. It's like Yosef would have had to do ishtadis, even if it's one a drop. But I have to do this ishtadis of worrying about Nayach and Lot, what happened to them. But mitzad sheni, and this is what I try to make, is that we have to be careful that all our ishtadis and all our, every day we listen to the doctors and every day we turn on the internet or they not the Yeshiva World News or whatever else you're going on, which may that hopefully it's all kosher, right? That you're getting your updates and in the news. So you get on your Yeshiva World News, you get your updates and you get every day that another doctor gets on. They have to realize that with all the doctors and with all the ishtadis, we have to make sure it doesn't take away from the hargasha that Hashem's running the world, that it's obviously the yikr, that it's really Kosh Baruch Hu. You see, You see the amazing thing, the world just in 1 month, upside down. The whole world turned around. You know, the stock market, everything, finances, financial world, the physical world, the political world, everything turned upside down in almost no time. And it's obviously, we have to be able to see Yad Hashem and realize that with all the ishtadas that we do and the doctor's doing and everyone's doing, we have to work on ourselves that the ishtadas should not take away from our harkash and our kara that really there's Yad Hashem involved. And the ikkar is, of course, to feel that way and to have the tefillah and to be trying to be marbe mitzvahs to give me zaycha to the siyata deshmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Yes, Shekhaya.